back in. It's hour number two of the Clay Edwards Show here on Monday, August 1st, 2022, Year of the Lord. This segment's going to be brought to you by Lakeland Glass and Tent, where quality matters. Right over there on Lakeland Drive and on Flowood Drive, if you need your home, car, or business windows tinted, Lakeland Glass and Tent. If you need to get your vehicle wrapped, they can put the protectant wrap on it, the Expel, or they can change the color of the thing. All kind of options available. Get your logo done on it, everything. Lakeland Glass and Tent, LGT. Check them out online, lakelandglassandtent.com, or give them a call today at 601-946-1000. I'll tell a good story about the owner, Jason, and myself from over the weekend here later in the show. But in the meantime, we've got Miss Therese Apel, darkhorsepressnow.com on the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line. She is downtown at the Hinds County Courthouse for the Anthony Fox trial. Good morning, Therese.
Hey, Clay, how's it going?
Oh, it's going good this morning. How's things going down there? Is business about to pick up?
Business is about to pick up. There's a prayer vigil out here at 8:30, and people are starting to get here for that. Of course, this is day five of the trial, and the defense is presenting their case. They've had strong testimony so far. The prosecution's testimony did seem to be kind of all over the place and not really, let's see, what's a good way to put it? Not really organized.
Yeah.
So at this point, you know, this is a case that has been thrown out of court with Fox's other two co-defendants. The FBI cleared him. The Internal Affairs cleared him. We've also got a situation where Judge Carlton Reed, the federal judge, wrote an opinion that this case should actually be covered by qualified immunity. So that said, and I'm sorry, I'm walking as we go. So
no, you're fine.
Pardon me. But so the thing is, a legal mind would question why this case is even being prosecuted at this point.
Well, you know, what good does this possibly do for a Jody Owens? You know, to prosecute this is not a good look for anybody. And I was saying, I doubt you were able to listen because you're down there, but, you know, in the last segment, I've said, you know, this has got to be the absolute worst recruiting tool for JPD in the history of recruiting tools.
Exactly, because you have a situation, the doctor testified, they had an expert come in, he went to Johns Hopkins Medical School, he's a radiologist, and he testified to seeing, so bear with me, there's a CT scan from when George Robinson came into the hospital that night with a headache and seizures. They took that CT scan and ran it that night. So that's the only, right now, it's the only clear picture of what George Robinson's head looked like right after the alleged incident. What he was able to show with his evaluation of that CT scan is that there was only one point of trauma. It was this little scratch on Robinson's head. There was no trauma to his ribs, his back, nothing that you would expect from the prosecution witnesses' stories, which I might add didn't match, but nothing that you would expect in seeing someone who had been beaten and stomped by the cops. Now, in addition to that, George Robinson was taking Plavix, and he was also on aspirin, and those are both blood thinners. This doctor testified to the fact that Plavix, you can get a brain bleed just by jerking your head too hard. This is a situation where, yes, when he was fighting against them and pulled himself to the ground, he scratched his head on the ground. And the doctor said, yes, that's absolutely enough to start the brain bleed that we think did this. But the other thing, too, is when the prosecution showed the autopsy photos, they showed one that had all this dark blood in the back of the skull. Well, what this doctor was able to testify to is that is not blood from the hemorrhage. That's blood from when they had to poke a hole in his skull while he was still alive to relieve the pressure and hopefully save his life. So the prosecution was basing a lot of their case on this extra blood in the head that they said came from some kind of trauma, when it was trauma, but it was medical trauma. It was from that process of a craniotomy. So as far as what does this do for Jody, I don't know. Jody is a defense attorney, and he is trying this case based on what seems to be a defense attorney strategy, you know, just kind of throw things at the wall and see what sticks, which is why Judge Peterson threw it out.
Now, he came from, what, the ACLU or the Southern Poverty Law Center?
I believe so. I don't know which one, but, yeah, at one point I did know. It's one of them.
I mean, look, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'll put them in mine. This is a woke witch hunt.
And the thing is, you know, I've got to be transparent. I have ridden with, you know, task forces with Anthony Fox, and through all this, I've gotten to know him pretty well. I've watched him when someone had shot at us and he confronted the shooter. He didn't lay a hand on him. He didn't touch him. You know, and in this case, the way it's described by both he and Desmond Barney and Lincoln Lampley is they were trying to take the guy out of the car, and he was fighting against them, but it was because he had his hands down in the console, and they couldn't see his hands, and he wouldn't show them. So they bring him out. Fox is on the left side. He's leaned over toward the passenger seat, so Lampley gets on the right side. They get him under his arms and pull him out, and they're trying to keep him on his feet. And people who know anything about self-defense will understand this, but you don't want to take a man to the ground when you're not sure what he's capable of. So the two of them are trying to do what their training says and keep him on his feet. And he is like he's trying to go to the ground. He's pulling his feet off the ground, and he's trying to get his hands to his mouth, they believe, to swallow something. And so their story is that he got that scrape when he was struggling against them on the ground, trying to put whatever he had in his mouth in his hands. So that's kind of where we run into, you know, what actually was done here. The eyewitnesses, alleged eyewitnesses, their stories don't match, and they don't match the evidence.
Shocker. Shocker. So do they expect a verdict this week?
I don't know if they do. I know there are several defense witnesses today, and I believe we'll be getting close to the end of the witness list probably by Tuesday or Wednesday. So we could see an end by the end of this week, but I do feel like it's possible that this could be a long jury deliberation because you still, in this county, you still have a police officer on trial, whether the evidence points to his guilt or not.
You know, I think this is an opportunity for the citizens of Hinds County to stand up and say that we do not want this nonsense in our city, in our county. And we got to stand behind and back the blue. I hate to use corny lines like that, but, you know, this is an opportunity to show what is this city about. Is this city about lawlessness or this county, whatever you want to call it? Is Hinds County about lawlessness, or is it about supporting the police and getting these criminals off the streets?
Fair question.
You know, and I think this is going to be a real telltale sign. And if for some reason they find him guilty, I would expect to see a mass exodus from Hinds County law enforcement.
Well, you know about the blue flu the other day.
Absolutely, and it rolled all the way through the weekend.
Yeah, a large part of that was in response to this trial.
As it should be.
Yeah.
As it should be. There were 12 homicides in Jackson over the last 11 days, not counting today.
Right, right. And you got to ask yourself, is this the city that we want?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to speak for myself here. No.
Well, I moved out too, so.
Yeah, so.
Anyway.
Well, Therese, thank you for taking the time this morning. I know it's hectic down there. It was great seeing you over the weekend at the Wildlife Extravaganza.
Great to see you too.
Stay safe, and let's try to get you back on here a couple of days this week as you can and discuss this, because I think the listeners are going to be very interested. And, of course, they can find all your stories on darkhorsepressnow.com.
That's right. There's a new one up today that talks about the medical testimony I was discussing on Friday.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you, Therese. Stay safe.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, it's Therese Abel with DarkHorsePressNow.com. As we told y'all, she won't be coming down to the studio and doing the show with us, not on a regular basis anyway. You know, if schedules permit, she'll still come in some. But we're definitely going to take advantage of Therese's reporting and access to the information she has and use her as a regular caller here on the show, a regular co-host, however you want to say that. Contributor. That's the word I was looking for. As a regular contributor. So when you have one of, if not the best reporters in town, in the state, in the phone book there, you'd be a fool not to take advantage of that. All right. So what do you guys think about that, man? Cutting off your nose to spite your face is what the city of Jackson and Hinds County and Jody Owens are doing here. Give me a call on the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line, 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. And we did get a text on the Guns and Gear text line. Somebody suggested and said, hey, was it the vax? That could have led to a brain clot. No, so let me clear that up. This happened on, looks like January 13th, 2019. So this was pre-COVID. But yeah, that is thinking outside the box, and I like that. All right, we got a call on the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line. Hey, good morning, caller. You're on there.
Good morning. If I'm not mistaken, I believe Jody Owens is one of those George Soros-funded district attorneys.
You would be correct.
Well, therein lies the answer.
Yep.
Because he's marching to the orders of another. And everyone that they appoint throughout the country, his George Soros of district attorneys, have been wreaking chaos throughout the country. And they prosecute the good people, and they let out the bad people.
Yeah, you know, I think there should be some criminal liability for these DAs that do this.
I'm not mistaken, in Missouri, you remember that couple that they prosecuted for defending their home?
Absolutely.
I believe that prosecution was a George Soros let's call him appointee anyway.
Yeah, funded. You know, he got him. Well, you know, the one they had out there in San Francisco that he installed, you know, he got the boot. I wish we had recall elections here.
Exactly. So, anyway, I just want to add, because it starts to make a little sense when you peel back the layers of the onion.
All right. Sounds good, brother. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, little side note here real quick. Unrelated to the show. Congratulations to my daughter. She starts a new job today. And we were actually, or I say we, she was able to get a medical exemption for not having to take the vax to get the job in the medical field, nonetheless. So very proud of her. Very proud that worked. And I have a cousin, Eddie, down on the coast. He's a pastor. He was very involved in making sure she got the right information and everything she needed to properly submit the application for the religious exemption. Did I say medical exemption? I meant religious exemption to not have to take the vax. And we're just very excited for her. So, Kylie, congratulations. I love you. And you can start paying your cell phone bill now. Yay! All right, look, man, let's take a break real quick. When we come back, we'll get back to the phones, text. And let's make fun of Joe Biden some. That's always fun. Lighten the mood a little bit on the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back on 103.9 WYAB.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m. as the Clay Edwards Show discusses all that is going on in and around the city of Jackson.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Right here on 103.9 WYAB.